Now, when Pastor Ward mentioned the children's talk to me Sunday a week ago, something came into my mind which was really just on the news. It's nearly off the news headlines now, isn't it? And I thought, boys and girls, where are you all? I can see you here and here and up in the balcony as well. I won't ask you to come down. Just stay where you are because I've got some photos on the screen for you. So there we are. That's a very devastated looking place, isn't it? It looks like there's a lot of trouble in that city or in that town or in that country. And these are some of the pictures that we've been seeing on our TV. One of the little girls told me yesterday, my daddy and mommy, and we were watching all these pictures, and she could tell me actually where that country was, although she hadn't seen the photo. It is Syria. And people, of course, who have been living there, some people say they should go back to where they came from, but I don't think we would like to do that. People who have been living there have had to escape, and they've had to run to a safe place. And so thousands and thousands of them have come to Lebanon, the country next door. So they've crossed over the border, and the United Nations has got a lot of tents for them to live in there. So instead of the nice home, and many of them were living in beautiful flats and homes, they're living in these tents. And they're probably going to carry water and all the rest of it. And there's probably a family to a tent and so on. So that's what's happening in our world today and has been happening and is still happening there. Others, as we know, just are travelling on and on, hoping to find a safer place. Others are go to Turkey and they take a boat or a dinghy to Greece, which can be a smooth crossing or it can be a rough crossing. And many accidents happen on this sea between Turkey, Bodrum, for example, and the Greek islands. And a lot of people really are drowned whenever the dinghy capsized. And you've heard the story of the two little boys, Aylan Kurdi, and his brother and his mother, who unfortunately drowned there in that sea. You've heard that tragic story. I wonder what the name is that we give to these people who are fleeing war. Any boys and girls tell me what it is? The name that we call these people who are fleeing war, who have to flee war. Yes, you think you know? Oops. Oh, nobody's going to tell me. All right. I think you do know. All right. It's refugees, of course. And here's one route that refugees take. Most of them have started their journey in Syria, where there is war down there at the bottom right of the picture of the map. And they've travelled into Turkey. And they're trying to get from Syria, let's say, to Munich up in the centre. There's Vienna in Austria and Munich in Germany up in the centre of the map there. So they're trying to get that far, at least. And, of course, that's about 2,000 miles, so it would take you months to walk that if you had to walk it. And some of them try to get other means of transport, as we know, as well. So, boys and girls, you know, if you were walking 2,000 miles or trying to get there and not really knowing where you're going, it would be a difficult journey, wouldn't it? It would indeed. And Island's family, that little boy's family, they were really trying to get to Canada, where their aunt lived. And lives, actually. And they already spent 3 years in Turkey. But they decided, let's go further. And we know what happened to them. They took a dinghy to seek refuge in Europe. It was cramped full, and the dinghy capsized, and only the father survived. And it happens to many people like that every day. And that's where it happened, where that red spot is. There's another red spot up at Vienna. Maybe another time I'll tell you a lovely story of what happened there when the refugees arrived. But to get that far, you have to go through Greece, you have to go through Macedonia, you have to go through Serbia, you have to go through Hungary. So it's a long, tiresome, weary journey that can last for months or maybe even years for these refugees. But what is a refugee? That's quite a big word for some of you boys and girls, isn't it? What is a refugee? Does anybody want to try and tell me what a refugee is? And I see a hand up. Is that a hand up there? What is a refugee, Emma? My hearing's not so good, but there is an official, and I'm sure you know what they are, there is an official explanation. A refugee is a person who is outside their home country, but there's a reason for them being outside their home country. It's because they suffered persecution on account of race, religion, nationality, or political opinion, or because they are fleeing from war and unable to return. So that's what a refugee is. They just can't get back to their own country, and they've really been treated very, very badly in the place where they have been living. And there are crowds of refugees then got eventually to Hungary, and the capital of Hungary is Budapest. And here they are setting off from Budapest on a 150-mile walk to Vienna. And, the Hungarians changed their mind eventually, and when they saw them marching, walking along the motorway in Hungary, they decided to send, I don't know how many buses, I never heard, but it must have been a couple of dozen buses to actually pick them up and take them as far as the border with Austria. So they're on their way, and they're making a journey, these refugees. And they may not all be refugees, but most of them in this case actually were, as far as we know. And eventually buses came, picked them up, brought them to Austria. It was a long walk to freedom, as one of the papers described it. A refugee, what are they doing? This will help you to understand a refugee. A refugee is looking for refuge. That means a refugee is looking for a safe place. A refugee is looking for a safe place. And that reminded me of a verse in Psalm 46. And in Psalm 46, we read, I'll just show it to you in a minute. You see, a refugee is looking for refuge, a safe place, because they are in trouble. Because they are in trouble. And Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. And we need to run to him, flee to him. We need to run to Jesus with our sin. That's our trouble. That's our problem. And that's the problem maybe that some boys and girls still have, or some adults. They've still got this big problem. It's not a problem that they've nowhere to live, but it's a problem between them and God. And we need to run to Jesus with our sin. That's the biggest problem we have that will keep us out of heaven if we don't deal with it and we don't find refuge in Jesus because of it. And that's the reason why the Lord Jesus died upon the cross, to make a sure and safe way for us to get to God. Jesus died and rose again that you and I might be forgiven. And it's only with Jesus and as our Savior, the Lord Jesus, in our life, that we can be in a safe place forever. You may not have lost your home. You may not have had to escape from war. But maybe you need to flee to Jesus for refuge. And I trust, if you haven't done it, that you will do it today. Commit your life and your future to him. So if you're not a Christian, flee to Jesus. Begin living with him, following him. It's the only safe place to be. Most of the refugees don't know about Jesus. So do pray for them as well, and for those who tell them about the Lord Jesus. God is our refuge. And here we finish with the rest of the verse. And strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. This is how the verse goes on. God is always ready to help in times of trouble. So if you're a Christian, this verse is for you as well. Refugees are in great trouble. And there are lots of Christians in the world who are in great trouble as well. And many of them are refugees. They've had to escape their country. Otherwise, they would be harmed for standing up for Jesus. And as a Christian, we can run to God when we're in trouble as well. Because we belong to Jesus, God is always there to help you. When you run into difficulty, school, at home, when your friend does or says things that really hurt you, remember, God is your refuge and strength. He will never let you down. And when trouble comes, he's always there to help you.